B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
In the studio right now from your Boston Celtics. Give it up for Jaylen Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
Jaylen Brown and his crew.
What are the names again?
Q Brown.
Q Brown.
Malcolm.
Robert.
Q Brown,
Malcolm, and Robert. All right, because I want to talk to you guys too.
Hold on. There we go.
Yeah, put that mic to his face, Mark. There we go. Thank you very much. So, Jaylen Brown from the Celtics. I want to talk about nothing but Celtics. I need the strategy of the team. Just kidding. I don't want to talk about any of that stuff. You had a great game yesterday.
Played 10 minutes.
And how many points did you score in 10 minutes?
10 points.
That's right. So, you're scoring a point a minute. So, imagine if you play a full game. You're going to score 48 points a game.
That's how it works.
We got big things happening this season for Jaylen Brown. We're expecting big things. No, did you guys get crap about not being the only team that made it to the championship last year? Like, how much did that affect you?
Definitely felt that pressure from the city. We apologize that we didn't make it happen. We're going to try to make up for it this year.
But this year you're going to have a better team because it seems already your chemistry is better.
We'll see. I mean, I don't want to put any expectations on it, but I think the vibe is pretty nice right now.
Yeah. I don't want to name any names as to why the vibe is a lot better, but I'm going to say it.
Oh,
Taco Fall. That dude... How much do you love that? Because it seems like the people love him.
I am like, Taco Fan is like one of my top favorite people on this planet.
Yeah.
Aww. For sure. Like his spirit, his energy. And then he's like a super tall, wise tree. I don't even know. For him to be like so young, like he's so profound, he's intelligent, he's articulate. He's just a great dude to be around. And then when the game time comes, like I've never seen the Garden get so like lit. Like, everybody is excited to see Taco play. He gives the Garden a whole other energy.
Yeah, and he signed one of those contracts that it's like he can play for the team for a certain amount of games or something like that this season. But does somebody like that, that big, do you have a certain... like, when I think someone's that tall, I'm thinking they got to get 10 rebounds and 4 blocks by accident every game. Do you have that type of expectation of him?
Nah, I just think he's just going to come out and play. I think right now, of course, that you got other guys and stuff like that that's playing alongside of him, and he's trying to develop his first year. Just go out there, play hard, and focus on doing your job. He'll be all right, but he's definitely talented, and he's going to be in this league a long time. Man. Free Taco.
I love it, man.
Free Taco.
Well, you talk about him being positive, but I was looking through your Instagram account. You have a lot of positive stuff on yours. Do you find that it's hard to stay positive on social media, or you kind of have a love-hate with it?
You got to love it. Social media definitely is different post, you know, internet age, and it's getting even more crazier and crazier as things progress, and it's crazy to be where it's at now, but I try to be as positive as I can be. I think it's a great way to bring people together, make the world smaller type stuff, so I try to, you know, spread light as much as I can while I'm here.
Yeah, because people now are going back and looking at stuff that you might have tweeted 5 years ago.
That sucks.
Just to try to like get anything negative out of people, which is ridiculous. Like, it's stuff like that happens all the time. And like you said, as long as you're staying positive, then no one can call you out on anything.
Exactly. And they started doing that a few years ago before I even got to the league.
Yeah.
So I had my guy over there go through. I was like, make sure all my tweets is deleted.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Who's the filter?
So,
okay, Malcolm. Malcolm's the filter.
Before I even got to the NBA, I had all that stuff clean. Like, they were searching. The Celtics were searching.
Oh,
I was like, nah.
That's perfect.
Nope, got it out of there.
Did they address that with, does your coach address it, or does the Celtics, do they say, hey, listen, guys, be careful what you put out, especially with the crap with China now, how the dude from the Rockets put out that thing, and the NBA is dealing with China now.
Yeah, our media team, our PR team does a good job. Heather, Jeff Twist, and all those guys, shout out to them. Like, before, you know, everybody gets here and stuff like that, they give us, like, an address for how to deal with, like, the Boston fans, because sometimes it can be, you know, a little bit much.
We're passionate.
Oh, yeah, is that what you call us?
Oh, yes,
we're
absolutely.
We're a-holes is what we are.
That's right.
Passion is, like subtle word.
Yeah, we're a-holes. Like, if you have a slightly bad game, it's get out of the city.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if passionate would be the right word to kind of encompass.
Trying to help you out there, Taylor.
It's definitely one of them. I don't think it's the first word.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, you got to love it. You know, the city of Boston, they show a lot of love to their athletes, so it's pretty cool, too.
You got to blame the Patriots for that because people have a certain sense of entitlement now as far as winning. So you guys had a good season last year, but because you didn't make it to the championship, it wasn't good enough. And if you made it, because you didn't win, it wasn't good enough. Blame Tom Brady. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, it's funny because I was asking these guys off air if they were big fans of any other local sports teams, and you guys have said you're huge Bruins fans.
Big Bruins fans, for sure.
And they got a good season so far. So
shout out to the Bruins. They had me come in and wave the flag a few times during the playoffs this year, and I think they won. You know, both every time that I came. So
nice.
And if they need me to come, wave the flag.
You're ready.
Send the invoice now.
did you play hockey as when you were younger?
Not really. I've watched people in my family play hockey because a lot of my intermediate family is from Michigan up north. So I watched people play street hockey and stuff growing up, and some of my family play street hockey, but not me. I was like, that's not the right sport for me. I'm cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, we put you on skates. You glide across like four times. You're across the ice.
No, thank you.
Okay, let's talk about Jaylen Brown. He has a big thing. Melissa, are you going to be here?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's happening.
It's at my second home.
It's at the Encore, a.k.a. yeah, Melissa's house.
Right.
It's a community gala. It's this Saturday from 6 to 9 at the Encore Boston Harbor Ballroom, and it's going to be to benefit the local Boys and Girls Club of Boston, the No Books, No Ball basketball program. And you like that, Pebbles?
I do. My goddaughter went through that program, and also her son is going through it now.
What
it's
is
a great
it like?
Program, No Books, No Ball. Like, the kids go into a room before they play their game, and they get a book every week, and then they discuss it, and then they go and play after that. It's a great program.
If you need anybody to read books to the kids,
I'm your person.
That woman right there.
That woman right there. Also, it'll benefit the Young Game Changer Foundation. So 6 to 9, if you want tickets... Wow, look at this website. Okay, eventbrite.com. You know, search Jaylen Brown's Community Gala because this website's
way
too long.
We'll post it, too. Yeah. I'll put a link on our Facebook page.
The link is in my bio, too. If anybody follows me on social media, it's in my bio.
Okay,
I'm super excited about the event. I've been hearing about the No Books, No Ball program through the streets. Like, since I've been here, people have been saying, like, this is something that you should do, something that you should work with. So I'm excited to try and raise money and stuff for the Boys and Girls Club alongside Marcus Smart's YGC Foundation. And I'm happy how the event is going along right now. Krista has done a great job.
Krista's my host.
Yeah, thank
her
you, Krista.
Personal host.
Krista's my casino host.
She's a lot of people's hosts.
Right. No, I understand, but Krista's great. She is, you know, been working closely with Jaylen, and she's been telling me about this event.
Krista's in charge of handling Melissa's paycheck.
She's been telling me about this event for months. I've been really excited about it.
She told me to shout out the Funk Phenomenon dance team. She said, I'm going to get you if you don't shout them out.
Yes! Shout out to Funk, Raya, the whole crew.
All right. We got Jaylen Brown from the Celtics in here, along with his entourage. Which consists of his brother Q and friends Malcolm and Robert. They all live together in a big giant bachelor patch. That means that
whoa.
You guys all live together, no?
Trying to get people in trouble.
No, well, a man place. I don't know. I don't know what
man place.
I don't know what the relationship
is.
No, that sounds even worse.
Okay, how would you like to refer to
I'm not living in a man place.
You all live together? Is that good?
I'm just, we had a house, like normal people.
They got a house?
Yes.
And they all share a bedroom. No, I'm only
kidding. Stop
it's
it!
It's their community.
It's a one-bedroom loft.
That's definitely, real hard. Definitely not a one-bedroom loft. Do not listen to this man.
I know.
It's too early to be saying it.
So you all live together. You all moved out here. At what point did you say, okay, I'm going to move out here to help Jaylen? Like, do you have a job title, for instance, Q?
Oh,
besides brother? What's yours?
Sports marketer. I went to school for business, so we make sure pretty much my stuff is intact, family stuff is intact, and then also we got a lot of family that's in the NFL or the NBA and other sports, so we just make sure as a team that everything is okay.
Okay, I like that. Now, Malcolm?
I do a lot of like the creative director or different branding ideas, social media management, stuff like that. Just anything public, I kind of just keep my eye on it.
You have the filter.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
And what about Robert? You just hang out?
They call me the responsible one.
I
do more of the day-to-day, like managing, keeping everybody on track.
Yep.
And not letting things get too hectic.
You're the responsible one.
I'm the responsible.
You're the one who's like, all right, here's our schedule for the day. You're the one who, you know, if you guys go hang out, you're like, all right, we got to go to bed, guys.
Barely.
I'm just looking around and I'm guessing that, okay, who's the irresponsible one? If we had to guess, just by the eye test...
I don't play that game.
I was going to say Malcolm,
Malcolm
too.
I say Malcolm. You think Malcolm? Is Malcolm, the least responsible? Is he the least responsible one, Q? Or is it you?
Least responsible with objects.
With objects.
Keys, cards, phones, cameras.
Okay.
But in life, you want to go to him second after Tay.
Oh, really?
For
so
sure.
you're the least responsible one in life.
Probably. Yeah. I get a lot of assistance. I make sure everybody's on point, but somebody got to keep the boat running.
What can you guys tell us about Jalen that we don't already know? Something.
And his people, they're not going to give up too much.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't have to be anything super.
We can give up enough. Yeah.
But I mean, there's got to be something about him maybe that he's a fan of that we don't know, or something he likes to do in his spare time.
Obviously, I live in a man place, according to
a man place.
According to a man over here.
How about this? A hidden talent that he might have that we don't know about, obviously, besides basketball. Can he sing?
Yes.
He thinks he can sing.
Slick.
Come on.
Slick. Yeah, he think he Barry White
someday.
You know the
rule. You can't say you can do it if you're not going to do it live.
Come on.
I'm not doing it.
We'll get there.
They got to pay me for that one. I don't sing for free.
Have you been paying attention to Shaq versus Damian Lillard, the rap battle?
Yes.
Now, do you want to jump in there and maybe provide a chorus for one of them?
Yeah, they don't want this. They don't want me to jump in. If I jump in, I'm going to have to, hey. I'm going to have to separate everything and even it all out. But I definitely pay attention. It's dope for the culture. I like to hear.
Okay, now are you guys such good friends that if Jalen has a bad game, like you kind of like sit him down and you're like, dude, what was going on? Or do you like how does his ego like to be massaged? Like, does he like to be like checked on his stuff, or does he like to be like, hey man, you tried your best?
It's kind of self check, like how we were raised.
We don't really have to. He's aware enough of his own, like,
he knows more about basketball than any of us.
I trust his judgment in basketball more than I trust mine.
Yeah, we do a really good job.
And again, like when you who wants to talk about basketball?
I
spend so much time in the gym, so much time, you know, on the floor. When I come home, like, that's the last thing I want to talk about, to be honest. Not because I don't love the sport, but just because sometimes you need that break from it. So, like, my friends, my family, like, they don't really talk about basketball with me just because I don't know. So many other things out there bigger than basketball, more important. You know, so many world things that's going on and crises and things like this. I'd rather, you know, talk about that.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite.
Wow. He's talking about world crisis.
No,
you gotta eat. There's a world depression.
Like, I want to know your favorite.
We're about to get reintroduced to ISIS, and it's terrible what's happening right now in northern Syria. Melissa's like, do you like cheeseburgers?
No, wait, he said dessert. What kind of dessert?
What kind of dessert? Anything warm, pie, cake, brownie, anything like that.
TV show?
Martin.
Okay.
That's all time, but like, there's some shows right now that Snowfall was very good.
All right.
There's some shows now. Game of Thrones, of course, is fire. But like, all time favorite, I'm going to have to go Martin.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Gotcha.
Now, do you guys go to every game?
Just about.
Even the road games?
Even the road games.
I mean, we
Cali
we
trip.
Those up.
Yeah.
Houston
trip. Florida trip. Yeah.
So when you go to the road games and he's, you know, doing his stuff, practicing or whatever at the arena, what are you guys, like, enjoying the city?
I mean,
pretty much.
Tough life, guys.
I'm setting up any meeting that can benefit us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you lie and tell Jalen you're actually doing? They're getting massaged and they're like, Jalen, you know what? I'm talking right now to the people at blah, 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 blah. I think we're getting close to hooking it up.
Right.
Okay, so Jalen Brown. Okay, here's the website for the Jalen Brown event happening at the Encore on Saturday.
Yes.
thejuicefoundation.com, except instead of a J in juice, it's a 7. So the 7... UICE Foundation.
I'll post it on our Facebook page too, so you can just click on the link and go.
So you can check out Jalen, all his boys, and of course Melissa, because
she'll be there.
She's always there.
I like the encore, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great place.
All right.
What's all the money?
Thank you, Jalen. Q, Malcolm, Robert, thank you guys.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.